Don't come in here showing me your bags, love. It's theatre. Aladdin is at the Northcote until the 20th of January. Appearing in it as the Emperor of China, if he lasts, is my guest today, who's made a big hit with the youngsters already on television. He was in the long-running Tony Robinson's Maid Marian and her Merry... oh, gorgeous. Anyways, it was Tony Robinson's Maid Marian. This is the big build-up. Maid Marian and her Merry Men for CBBC. And he was Robin. And more recently, I Dream and Genie in the House. He's guest starred in Men Behaving Badly and Black Books. And his biog says, bizarrely, he's turned up in Doctors and Holby City. He's Adam Morris. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hello.
I think God,
yes, it is the afternoon, isn't it? Just.
You've got to have a word with your agent. I don't think it looks good to write, he's turned up in.
I think I wrote that.
Did you? So I was knocking about.
Maybe I should leave it to her.
Lord,
but I did just turn up. That's what you do in Doctors and Holby. You just sort of arrive.
Were you a doctor
for a couple
of days
and leave again. In Holby, I was. My wife was having a caesarean.
Oh,
it was awful.
Oh, don't go anymore
it was very
with
emotional.
This. Yeah.
Mm.
So
and I wasn't really that keen on going in and watching it all.
Right.
And that was, I think, I was supposed to be a reflection of our relationship, but let's not go too
deep.
No,
into that was Holby.
That was Holby.
Yeah, and Doctors?
Doctors, my wife wouldn't give up smoking.
Dear.
And I was very angry about it because we had a small baby.
Yeah.
Who developed a cough. And the episode was called Passive Resistance. You see what they were doing there?
Oh, I see.
Do you see that?
Yes,
oh,
I can.
Nice
work. Oh, that's awfully good. Yeah. Can you? This, you're not good at relationships, then, are you really?
No.
Not good with marriage. Let's go on.
My chair's got a little creak.
Is so it?
Can you hear it? Can you hear that?
It's your knees.
Well, can I just say...
If you can't hear it, I'm going to carry on moving.
It leads me nicely to my first question, because Emperor of China in the panto.
In the panto study.
It's a bit of a milestone for you, isn't it? It's the first time as an old codger, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I've done... this is my eighth panto, and I've had a gap... I haven't done one for about 5 or 6 years.
Gap year.
Maybe longer.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. Uh-huh. And before, I used to play the juvie ones, the Aladdin and the Buttons. And not anymore. It's Emperor of China.
Yeah.
I have to put on that voice.
Go, give us your Emperor.
I have to stick on the silly moustaches and...
Can we have a few?
Do you want to hear
Is
the
it
voice?
Rhyming couplets and things?
Don't do any of those.
Do you need to get into character for a minute?
Okay.
Do you need a note?
Actually, we're doing the show in an hour and 15, so it'd be a good warm-up.
Okay.
I sing! I have spoken, it has to be... How's that? Is that good?
And you sing?
I do.
That was it?
A bit of it.
Just a bit more, come on!
He disobeyed my royal decree.
It's deep, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I have to go very deep to be... The Emperor's always very deep.
Yeah, yeah. You're very tall for an Emperor of China.
Am I? Not really.
I think so.
There's a bit of authority, you see.
Yeah.
An authority figure.
Yeah, it's...
No, I wander around in a silly skirt and slippers.
Always lovely frocks.
And say, off with his head!
Yeah.
You see, can you hear my voice? How it hurts.
Yeah, but come under it, love.
Oh, support.
Support.
I'm trying to support.
Diaphragmatic intercostal.
You know all about that, don't you?
Diaphragmatic intercostal. Go under the note, love.
Intercostal?
Your diaphragmatic intercostal method of breathing. What drama school were you?
I've never heard of that before. I've heard of the intercostals are in the ribs, aren't
That's
they?
That's it. But you've got to get rib swing, haven't you?
Oh, yes,
and then have your diaphragm.
Can't do that anymore.
Once the ribs have got...
They've stopped moving.
You see, you're not meant to have a gap here as an actor.
Yeah.
That's meant to come when you
get very
school.
Rusty. But I've loved doing it again. I've loved doing a panto again. I love panto.
Have you got
like
special
yourself.
Effects in it? Don't shh. Have you got special effects?
Oh, we've got those things that go poof.
Have you? That's actors love.
We've got about seven of those.
There usually are a few in the cast. Yes.
No, we got seven things that you know do that.
They can have
got,
your eyes out. Those can
things that fly in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
And
theater,
do you have
isn't it?
Do you have a real genie?
Of course we do.
When you rub that lamp, that must be that's when the first puff goes off, is it?
Yes, that's right. But then he leaves the stage and the genie comes on.
Yeah.
We've got the he rubs the lamp. She also rubs her ring. We've got the genie of the ring too. You see, no one talks about the genie of the ring.
Oh, the genie of the ring is different to the genie of the lamp.
Yes, there are always two genies.
Do you know? I didn't know that.
No, not many people do.
That would be a very good Trivial Pursuit question. That I'll just write that down then.
The genie of the ring.
Yeah.
in this production helps us takes Aladdin off to Egypt to rescue the princess.
Egypt?
We end up in Egypt, yeah. Oh, we go all over the place.
You see, that's the beauty of theatre. You can suspend disbelief, can't you, really?
Just hang in a bit of a cloth at the back and don't believe anything.
Does it give you a chance to do that?
Yes.
And the old bazaar in Cairo. See if you work it in tonight as the Emperor of China. It'll go down well.
Called, what's it called? It's not called the cantata. It's called something. We're so thirsty, you see. Mm. So the theme of the song we sing is that we're thirsty.
Yeah.
We are feeling so thirsty, it's starting to make us moan. We can't. It sounds good, doesn't it?
Oh, that's good. It's awfully good.
I wish I could see it.
Do you know, it sounds like a town called Alice there. We are feeling so thirsty.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds awfully good fun, I must say. Do you have a slosh scene in this panto? Because I can't remember.
Does that mean lots of water and...
Yeah, slapstick.
Yes, there's the laundry scene in Aladdin.
Of course.
Because it's Widow Twankey, who's a washerwoman.
Yeah.
And wishy-washy, so lots of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
And we have a panda, of course.
A panda?
A panda, of course, there's a panda, because it's set in China.
Of course it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you some wonderful things about panda, but not the
Did you read that article too?
No, but I saw David Suchet.
Yeah, did you?
Did you not see him trying to preserve the, you know, when they did...
In what, a jar?
Dying, no. The dying animals, the animals in fear of extinction.
Yes.
And he did the giant pandas.
Did he?
And there's a wonderful piece in it. Apparently, if pandas have twins...
Yes.
One always dies. So what they do is they take away one panda, rear it in there, put it in a little...
Why does one always die?
Because the mother will only look after one.
They're funny, aren't they?
Now, listen, yeah, but listen to what they do. Sorry, I know it's your interview, but just
carry
shut
on
up and listen a minute. Anyway,
no, please.
I want people to listen. They take one panda away.
Yes.
And they put the panda in a little, you know, help it to breathe and all that, like they do with premature babies.
Yes.
So they keep that one alive. Then, in the dead of night, when mother's snoring on her back, they swap the panda over and she rears. She never knows the difference between her twins.
Because they smell exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Now, you can slip any of this in tonight.
I'll try.
You could.
I'll try. But there was an article in the newspaper, in a magazine a couple of Sundays ago, about pandas, how they rear them. They're strange. It's as though they want to be extinct. Mm. They don't like... They don't like it. They don't want to do it.
They don't like what, Mum? And then it's all taken away.
They don't do that, so they have to be helped.
That is great.
In every facet.
What, even out in the wild?
Well, there aren't many left in the wild, are there?
Captivity.
Apparently, though, there are over 1,000 in the wild. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Someone told me that last night.
So
we talk about pandas.
If you'd like to go and see the Panda Panto at the Northcote Theatre. I like this.
Well,
it's far more interesting than talking about pantos, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's talk about... You're not from this part of the world, but your father lives down here.
He does now.
Yeah?
Yes, he retired. I'm from Stratford-on-Avon.
Oh, lovely.
Love you.
Yeah.
And my dad retired about 7 years ago.
Now, he was in the theatre too, wasn't he?
He was. He worked at the RSC, yeah. He was head of the stage staff.
Oh. So he used to make things then, did he make all the things?
He didn't, actually. That was at the workshops about 2 miles down the road. They all made it. His job was to run the thing, this whole juggernaut of a set. It was his job to... Get it on there, run it during the show, get it off, put the other one on. It was very...
Excellent. And your mother was in the theatre too?
She was, yeah. She was a dresser. In fact, she dressed David Suchet.
Did she?
And he never mentioned pandas.
Now, that is extraordinary,
isn't it?
There's some things link up here, don't they?
Yeah, she did. She dressed David Suchet.
Who else did she dress?
In the 70s.
Really fabulous people at the RSC, I think. Did you do Olivier at all?
No, he was before her time.
Right. So with being brought up with your parents working at the RSC, did that get you tickets to see everything?
Yes,
How fantastic for a youngster.
Yes. Although I didn't really start going until I was about 14 or 15.
Right, right.
Because if it's right there over the road, you ignore it, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I never went to Anne Hathaway's cottage until I was 24.
That's
until I'd left
awful.
Stratford and came back. Well, you don't.
That's awful.
I mean, where are you from?
Exeter, Plymouth.
And what, have you been to the cathedral?
Well, of course I have. I sailed from the Mayflower Steps.
Okay.
Done all of that.
All right, fair enough.
Fancy not going to little Anne Hathaway's half-timbered cottage, darling. Now, look, should we take a break for a bit of music?
Oh, yeah, what are you going to play?
As you are the Emperor of China,
yes.
What about this?
she had on a scheme he had, troubled in a foreign land, to take life on earth to the second birth, and the man was in command. It was a flight on the wings of a young girl's dreams that flew too far away.
Yes, indeed. China in your hand. And with us now, playing the Emperor of China in Aladdin at the Northcote Theatre,
yes,
is my guest today, Adam Morris, whose first appearance, I believe, was at the age of 12 at the RSC.
Yes, it was. Well, coming from Stratford, they have a policy of using local boys in the productions if they need little boys to play page boys. Or, In fact, I was lucky because I got to play a part. I played Prince Edward in Richard III, you know, the Princes in the Tower.
Yeah, yeah.
I was one of the Princes in the Tower in a production at The Other Place, when The Other Place was a tin shed.
Really?
With Ian Richardson.
Who Ian lives Richardson. Down here?
Does he?
Yes, not far from Exeter.
Now, you can ask me this.
Yeah.
Celia Bannerman was in it too. Does she live down here?
Not that I know of.
Because on our digs list,
yeah,
there was a Celia Bannerman offering her house.
Yes.
To us.
I don't know about that,
oh,
but
really?
I'm sure any listeners will know. Ian Richardson lives down here.
Well,
yeah.
God.
Wonderful actor. And you acted with him when you were 12?
Yes, I was 12. And
marvellous.
Yes, and God, how old is he now?
Fine, he's doing very well. He's looking awfully well.
Is he?
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. So, at
he's
what
a great
point?
Richard III. Can you imagine it, can't
yeah.
you? He was fantastic.
Give me a line from Richard III.
Now is the winter of our... I always have to do it very deeply, don't
That's
I?
Right. Now, it's funnily enough, a camping shop used that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Now is the winter of our discontent.
No, our discount tents. Yeah. Yeah, it was down here. They use it. Now is
I'll
the winter of our discount tents.
I'll use it tonight in the show.
Slip it in. I'm giving you lots of stuff here.
Thanks.
Now, Tony Robinson's Maid Marian.
Yes.
And Merry Men.
Yes.
Now, at what stage did that enter your career?
I was 27.
Well, that doesn't help me because
I started my career when I was 24.
Oh, so
three
right.
years in, so pretty soon.
You were quite old for an actor to start off then, weren't you? Because most
24?
Of us go...
No, no, I'm talking absolute rubbish.
You
I was 22 when I left drama school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 27, so 5-6 years in.
Oh, right.
I'd already done a year at the National,
yeah.
a year on the BBC radio.
Oh, what were you doing on the
Can
radio?
Can you tell? I worked at the Bush House in London on the BBC World Service. This is the BBC year.
Well, oh, really?
Yes, doing a thing called English by Radio. We taught, we broadcast programmes to teach English to people abroad who want to learn the language.
Excellent. Excellent.
So it was like, hello, Jane. Hello, Peter. Although Jane didn't sound like that.
Can I have a return ticket from
yes.
Houston? Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, how
stuff
lovely.
Like
crazy.
So I did that for a year, which was great fun.
So how did Tony Robinson thing come up then?
To be honest, it wasn't nepotism as such, but the director lived next door.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'd known the director of the show for years. But having said that, he directed Grange Hill for years and never gave me a single part in
right.
it. So this part came up in Maid Marian, and he thought of me, and he plopped the scripts through my letterbox.
Mm.
And I auditioned.
It was a very good series, that, and it was pretty surreal for kids, wasn't it? You used to do spoofs of well-known films in it, didn't you?
Spoofs of everything. There were songs in it. Do you remember the songs? Every song took the mickey out of a certain type of music, like Bananarama, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, and Robin, Robin, the Hooded Man... The Clannad version, because you did did a send up of Robin of.
That was the Whitish Night, I think you're singing from. It went, ooh, the Whitish Night.
Because Michael Praed played played Robin on ITV at the time.
Yes, he did, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they cast me because I looked a little bit like him. That's why they stuck a wig on me with the long curly hair, with the flicks. And under things,
it's very
underhangs.
I was very, very
it was a
good
wig,
stuff,
by the way.
Kid. Was it really?
It was
very good.
And
wasn't it filmed in part of the West Country?
It was. Well, Somerset. We filmed it in the village. Was in Porlock Vale or
not, Porlock
not
Bay?
The Vale. No, we used the bay though.
Yeah.
You know, you drive up Porlock Hill.
Yeah.
And you get to the very top, and then about on the third gate on the left, you go left into this farm, down into a valley.
Right.
And that's where they built the village.
Excellent.
So every summer, we did four series over 5 years. We had a year off in the middle. For 10 weeks, we'd come down and rent these fantastic holiday cottages in Alliford, Porlock, not Minehead. And although we went to Butlins,
did
we went
you?
To Butlins a lot. We loved it there. Yeah, that was good fun. And we'd have a summer holiday. It was a dream.
He's a clever bloke, Tony.
He's very clever.
Very clever to do Blackadder and then do kids stuff. And
he works hard.
Mm. And time, of course, Time Team as well.
Yes, he's a very hard worker. He was always working.
Mm.
We were. Can I say arsing on radio?
Yes, I think
so. Well, we were arsing about most of the day, drinking coffee and talking rubbish. And Tony would be over to one side, writing something, reading something, doing his second job. He was always working hard.
Mm, giving you your words, you see.
Yeah.
You've done quite a lot of children's stuff. Now, I myself... apart from Personal Services, which was a famously well-endowed appearance...
Yes, it was.
...with Julie Walters.
Yes. It was a very big part, but it didn't last very long.
No. That's one way of putting it, yes. And you, I believe, were in the first ever episode...
Of Inspector Morse.
Now, who were you in that?
Constable Dixon.
Of course! How did I forget that?
Constable Dixon, I pinched the fishing rod, within which was a vital piece of evidence.
Of course it was.
Do you remember?
Ah, so that was like you turned up in Inspector Morse. You have had a pretty good career. I'm just looking at the list of commercials that you've made.
Where did you get that list from?
Oh, I found it somewhere on the internet.
Did you? Okay.
It goes from everything from Bahamas Tourist Board to computers to Eurotel to washing powder to pizza places to hair shampoo. How do you get all the... Campino, what? The Samuels Campino. Oh,
I
know.
Strawberry and cream.
Strawberry and cream
Campinos.
I can't
believe a sweet can taste so good.
All right, then.
It's hard to believe a sweet can taste this good. So that wasn't my line. My line was, my wife's got some of the... My wife loves these.
Campino.
Yes, they cut it. I couldn't say it without sounding camp. I have no idea why.
You did a coffee one as well, didn't you?
Coffee, yeah. What, Maxwell House? Can
maybe
I say that?
Others are available.
Yeah.
Do you remember any lines for your Vidal Sassoon commercial?
Yes. Here at Vidal Sassoon, we realise that when you use something with... I can't remember.
Okay. What else have we got?
I've done a hell of a lot of commercials abroad.
Yeah.
It's a big industry for us.
Yeah.
For actors who aren't... jobbing actors, a lot of our income does come from commercials, if you can do it.
Mm.
It's quite a, it's
What's
quite
the skill
a niche... and you see the same actors at the castings all the time because once you've got it, the casting directors realise you can do it and just get you in and again and again, which is why I've done so many.
Because you've got a look that could be Italian, could be French, could be... Do you have to speak the language when you
Sometimes,
do that?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah. You learn the line in the German or the French and say it, but then they dub it with a native speaker so you don't sound as though you have an accent.
And this is really lucrative stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
Excellent. I mean, really, I've got two... What did you do for the Bahamas Tourist Board?
Oh, that was one of my best jobs ever. They flew me over with a model, a woman.
A model, yeah.
For 10 days to the Bahamas. I had no lines. All I had to do was pretend to be a tourist and do everything you would do at the Bahamas. So I swam with dolphins. I stayed at the Paradise Island Hotel.
God.
We went to Harbour Island. You know that one?
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, a week before that job, I was looking left, right, left, right, left. I did not want to get run over before that job.
Isn't it amazing? So many people outside of the industry are very sniffy about, what's he doing that for? Because this is the work.
Are they still sniffing?
Not anymore. Well, they are about Campino commercials. So, can't see Ian Richardson saying...
Yes, the Campino commercials.
Yes, love it. I'll do the Campino commercial. Yes.
No, they used to be sniffy about in the 70s before actors wouldn't do commercials. They thought it was beneath them.
Yeah.
But now they cut
Everybody's doing it. Now, I haven't seen any of this I Dream. What's that?
Do you know, I'm wearing the T-shirt today, purely by chance.
Yeah, what's I Dream then? Because I haven't caught that one, I'm afraid.
It was a BBC production with 19 Management.
Right.
Who look after S Club 7.
Oh, that's not the one where they were over in...
It was.
America.
They did another one, though, for us, S Club 8.
Do
you remember them?
No.
They were the S Club juniors.
Oh!
Do you remember them?
Children.
Little children, but when we did the show, they were 14, 15 years old.
Right.
And in fact, one of them is now in EastEnders. He's called... he plays Dino.
Oh, yes!
Oh, actually, no, he wasn't in S Club. He wasn't an S Club junior, but he was in the show.
Right.
They had the S Club juniors, and then they got about three or four actors of around the same age, 18, 19.
Did you have to sing at all?
I did, actually, but funny enough, it was cut.
It's a lot of you on a cutting room floor, isn't it? Yeah.
I did this song, yes. And I've been desperately trying to get footage of it, but they threw it away and burned it.
OK, so I haven't seen that one. That good, huh? And I also haven't seen Genie in the House.
Oh, that's on now.
That's on now, isn't it?
The latest thing, yeah, that's fantastic. I really enjoyed doing that.
Now, you're a father with children in that,
I am.
Aren't you?
I've got two daughters.
Yeah.
That's for Nickelodeon, and we filmed it last 3 months. It's 26 episodes. Now, Maid Marian, we did six half-hour episodes in 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Genie in the House, we do 26 half-hour episodes in 12 weeks.
Oh,
can you imagine how busy we are?
Yeah, no wonder you're tired.
I'm still tired. We finished in March.
But you've got a panto then. What are you doing after the panto?
We're doing another 26th episode.
Oh, look. Any commercials coming up?
I hope so.
Oh, it's a glutton for punishment, isn't he?
It's good, isn't it?
Has your dad been to see you in the panto?
They're going to come, maybe, I don't know. I was suggesting they come tomorrow night. Do you fancy coming tomorrow night?
Dad, do we go?
Yeah. But maybe, no, they'll come either next week or the week after, because we've got 2 weeks to go.
Excellent. The 20th it finishes.
It finishes on the 20th, yeah.
Well, Adam, it's been a delight talking to you.
Has it? I'm glad. Oh. I want you to sign... There's a postcard of you out at the front, but there's only one left. There's loads of all the others. There's only one of you left. Why is that? Can you sign it? And can you sign it to Susan?
Yes. Not even for you.
No, to Susan.
You see, the other ones that have gone, which were more popular, were me and my pussycat. But he's gone. Everybody wanted that. People write in and say, can we just have the pussy and not you?
Really?
So they've all gone. Yeah, I will with pleasure sign that for you. And don't forget...
But
you've
made me disappointed now. I was so happy with this one. Now I want the one with the pussy.
Can you seamlessly weave in tonight if anybody dries and if you need to pad at all,
if something's
flown in? You can weave in the story about the pandas.
The pandas, which... Boxes, moving them, slipping them in
the
middle of the night. Yes.
I've given you lots of bits
and pieces.
Discount tent. All of that.
We will definitely use the tent.
Yes.
Disco tent. Disco tent is another one I've heard Yes, for dancing in.
Oh, right.
No, it's a disco tent.
Oh, I don't think that's as good as discount tent, do you? Anyway, before we blather on in through Justin and everything, it's my delight, it has been my delight, Thursday night, to talk to Adam Morris, who is still in the pantomime, Aladdin, just until the 20th of this month. Thank you so much for coming in to see us.
It was unadulterated pleasure.
Is that another commercial?
Could be, couldn't it?
You wouldn't like to say, could we do a buttock clenching with that?
Oh, what's a buttock clenching?
I have to be quick.
Okay.
Every day we do a little bit of exercising here and we buttock clench with Judy. Mm. We have all sorts of famous people saying, hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm buttock clenching with Judy. Could you do that for us?
Okay.
Off you go then.
Hi, I'm Adam Morris and I'm buttock clenching with Judy.
Gorgeous, Adam. What a delight. Thank you so much for joining us today. Fabulous.